Haiti's former dictator, Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier, faced a new challenge when he returned from exile this past week, an aggressive and free news media. NPR's Jason Beaubien covered a tumultuous week in Haiti and found himself hanging out for long hours with the Port-au-Prince press corps. As he recounts in this reporter's notebook, it's a feisty group.
You've never done a media scrum until you've done a Haitian media scrum. Cameras are constantly swinging at cranium level. Shoving matches break out just as the hapless interviewee finally starts to say something quotable. Photographers could care less about the needs of radio reporters who are trying to obtain clean audio. Radio reporters could care less about photographers' desire for portraits that are not bisected by a microphone. And print reporters don't care about anyone.
Don't push me, okay? Don't push.
Sunglasses, baseball caps fumbled into the churning mass get crushed underfoot. And as a press corps, they're predatory. They stake out, they chase, they pounce. A judge pulls up to the front of the Caribe Hotel where Jean-Claude Duvalier is staying. The judge's bodyguards open the door of his SUV and then abandon him to a swarm of 36 journalists. The aging public official is surrounded and can't even find the door of the hotel. Haitian journalists have no qualms about scaling chain-link fences. They squirt through police lines. They crush foliage and bushes.
La presse, la presse, la presse.
Baby Doc Duvalier, as president, cowed the press, using his dreaded secret police, the Tonton Macoutes, to make reporters stay in line. 25 years later, when he flew back in from exile, the reporters were so aggressive that security forces used pepper spray and batons to keep them away from the toppled dictator. At Duvalier's hotel, his former ambassador to France, Henry Robert Sterlin, held court in the center of the violent media storm. Sterlin, who at that point was claiming to be Baby Doc's spokesman, was serving up quotes like this one in several languages.
Yo no sé nada de lo que está pasando.
I have absolutely no idea what's going on here, he said. But the press kept pushing, asking for more details about what exactly he didn't know. They pester, they badger, they wring details out of uncooperative government officials. Later, as a screaming convoy of police SUVs hauled Duvalier into court, our producer got hit by a car full of reporters. The media car didn't even stop to see if he was okay. The Haitian journalists are scary if you're their prey, but ultimately, they're a lively part of an emerging democracy. And they're doing something that Baby Doc never would have allowed during his reign, demanding information about what's going on in their country. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.